Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Okay, I have the opportunity and the privilege to introduce Sean to you all. Sean's been coming here for about 5 or 6 years, I think it's been. It's been a long time, and it is always good to have you back. Always great to have him. And I text Sean a bit earlier in the week just to find out a bit of information because, yeah, probably some of you may not know him. So some of the stuff he sent back, Sean's a good dancer, can sing, and is handsome as anything. Okay, well, is that what you really text me?
Something like that.
Well, okay. Now, he's been doing kids for about 12 years. Man, that explains why you've still got all your hair. I've been doing it a lot longer. Look what happens. Okay, get out now. Get out now before it all goes. Sean used to travel around Australia, had that big caravan. Have you still got it?
No, we downgraded to a house.
Got to get a bigger car then. Try moving that with the Toyota. Okay, but he used to travel around Australia, and him and his whole family, he's got his wife here, Rena, today, and the two kids, Tyson and Taylor, there they are, and just really great to have you guys here at church, and just to be able to see you, because we often see Sean, and Sean's up front, and he's doing all the songs and the dancing and all that, all the ministry, but he's got a wife and a family that are there supporting him, and it's always, as you would know, it's not just the person up front, it is a family effort to be able to do ministry. You need to have everyone on board to support and to be there. So great to have you guys here with us, and maybe you'll behave a little bit more this week. What else? He barracks for West Coast Eagles. Okay, but that's all right. At least you don't barrack for Carlton. I mean, that is... sorry, Matt, didn't see you there, Matt. Okay, but that's okay. He's now at, he's, like you've heard, he's not touring around anymore. He's back at Adelaide where the water is good if you don't drink it. And he's doing, him and the family, parenting and family ministry as well as leadership development. And he's got some CDs over there and some books. I saw some books on there on parenting over there. And his passion, this is what I love, his passion is about helping families raise, world changing champions who walk in God's given identity and live in God's best for their lives. And just spent 5 minutes with this guy and with Rena as well, because I've met him up before, and just they have a real passion for God, a real passion for families, a real passion for kids, real passion for people to reach their potential. And we're going to see a glimpse of that today, aren't we, Sean? We are. So put your hands together and welcome Sean as he comes up onto the stage.
Wow, thank you for that phenomenal introduction. Who loves Pete? Isn't he just a legend? Come on, put your hands together. Pete, we love you. You know, who knows, faithfulness is a great quality. And there's a faithful man and a faithful woman sitting right next to him. We appreciate you. And, you know, to find people that are willing to serve in children's ministry for more than 3 weeks is a minor miracle. And to find someone that's willing to dedicate their life to invest into children, to invest not into just random children, into your kids. Because who knows that, like, kids, I don't know if you figured this out yet. Have you worked out you're not going to stay a kid forever? Has that, like, dawned to you? Like, one day you're going to be an adult. Who's excited about that? You can choose what you want for breakfast without asking mum. It's incredible. But then you get married and you've got to get permission again. So there's like this short period of time where you get to make a decision. I'm just teasing. Hey, but we're so excited. Rena and I, our kids, it's so lovely to have my family here. It's beautiful. We've got some beautiful friends here from Melbourne. Welcome to you. Great to see many of you again. And if we've never met, my name is Sean, Sean W. Smith. You might be thinking, are you related to Michael? No relation, just a marketing ploy. So my middle name is William, so, you know, we went with that. But, hey, it is good to be back here. For those of you who are new, Rena and I are based in Adelaide, and as Pete said, I didn't say that I am ridiculously handsome, but my wife believes I am, and that's all that matters. So, you know, we are just honored to be able to come and share around the Word and through a bit of song and ministry. And, you know, one of the things that we love to communicate is we're a generational church, right? Every church is filled with every generation, young to old, and God's kingdom is for young and old, right? There is no age limit on when you can decide to follow Jesus. There's no age limit on when God can decide to do something with you. Rena and I have seen God use children mightily to touch adults. Because Jesus said, it's the faith of a child, right? And why does he talk about like that? Because the older you get, the more you complicate the gospel. True? You can absolutely complicate the simplicity of the gospel because of our life experiences. We go through hurt, go through brokenness, go through stuff that happens, right? But Jesus is always calling us to come back to that simplistic faith, which is this: God's faithful. God doesn't change his mind. God said something, he means it. In fact, I think there's a verse in Psalm 89 that says, my covenant I will not break, nor will I alter one word that's gone out of my mouth. Who knows? That's faithful. I want to live a life where I live like that. I know that sometimes I don't always live that way. Who knows? It's difficult to 100% live by your word, especially if you're a parent, right? I will take you to McDonald's. I will. Okay, we ran out of time, but you said you will. I know, but you don't understand this happening. But you said you would. How can I trust you? And then they look at you and you're like, oh man. And that's just part of the journey of learning to value your words. Who knows? That's important, right? Valuing your words. If you think about your deepest kids, your closest friends, think about your best friend. Everyone got your best friend in mind? Some of you got so many friends you're trying to decide. Think about your best friend. What makes a best friend? Someone that you can trust. True? Your best friend is someone that you can trust. It's someone that you believe loves you and someone that you enjoy being around because they value you. And one thing that Rena and I have learned in life is as a family, as a church, the one thing we have to learn to do is to value our kids, is to value family, is to value being in the house and to value God's word. And so we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. We're going to do a couple of songs with you. For all the introverts, don't worry, I'm not going to bring you down the front or make you dance on the stage in front of your friends. And we might even get them to dim the lights so no one has to see your horrendous dancing. It's okay. For all the extroverts, this is your chance to shine. You've been waiting for this moment. This is it. But what we're going to do is we're going to have some fun because here's the thing. I believe God is calling each and every one of us to step into the destiny that he has for our life. Have you worked out you're not here for you? You're not here on earth for you to do what you want when you want to. That's not God's plan and purpose for your life. You have a destiny, whether you're 3, 33, or 83, there is a purpose to your life. And God has called each and every man, boy and girl, to discover what is that destiny and for us to step into it. And I 100% guarantee you that your destiny is going to be involved in touching somebody else's life. Amen? That's why we're called to love the Lord with everything and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We're called to touch people. And one of the really special things Rena and I have learned on our faith journey is this. The people that have touched our life most deeply have been people that carry this contagious spirit of joy. People that when you get around them, you got friends like that, you get around them and you just come away like infused with faith. Have you got a friend like that? You get around them and you're like, I don't know how they do it. It's a revelation. It's a choice that they've spent time in the Word and they've discovered who they are in Christ. And they've discovered that I'm called that as Jesus is, it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. That when people touch us, what do they get? Do they get how awesome we are? Do they get what's cool about our life? Or do they get an infusion of faith about who they are and about where they're going and destiny? And that's one thing that Rena and I want to do and leave as a legacy as parenting and family ministers is investing into our kids. And if you ask our kids, Tyson and Taylor, whenever we spend time with you, and we which is every day, obviously, but well, most days when I'm around, we say, who are we in our family, Tyson? We are generous, right? And we are constantly talking about that. And how do we say? We say generous people. What do they do? How do they treat others? They serve others in love. That's right. Generous people serve others in love. And that's that contagious spirit of faith we want to have, that when people touch you, they encounter the love of God. Even on your worst day, when someone touches you, to encounter the love of God. If you go to the beach and it's a beautiful, calm, flat day and you get in the water, you will get wet. And if you go to the beach on a rough, stormy, horrible day and you hop in the water, you will also get wet. Soaked. Yeah, that's true. You'll get wet. Whether it's calm or rough, you'll still get wet. Because whether it's calm or rough, water's still the same. And whether you're having a good day or a bad day, when people touch us, they should still encounter the love and the kindness of God. Amen? That's what we're called to be. So this morning, we're going to have some fun. And I've got a couple of things here. I've got a, well, these things used to be called CDs and DVDs, but now they're called coasters, and you put your coffee on them. But anyway, I've got a couple of these that I'm going to give away today. I'm going to look for some excellent dancers and maybe some not-so-great dancers, but great, you know, effort award. And I've got a great, Rena and I released a book called Renovate Your Parenting, and it's actually not just for people who are like, you feel like you're doing a terrible job with parenting. Actually, it's for everybody. Because if you want to, if you're doing great in parenting, who knows, you can get better, right? And so it's for people in every part of your parenting family journey. And there's 52 biblical principles in here on parenting that Rena and I have learned. And the chapters are 3 pages long. I did that for the blokes, okay? So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to read it. We might give that away later on today. But we're going to get started, and we're going to do a bit of a fun song together. And kids, in a minute, I'm going to get you to come and help me out and do a few things, because there's a couple of people here. Some of the adults might be a little bit nervous about doing some actions in front of their friends, and they've got a reputation to uphold. And so you guys are going to help me out today. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do a bit of a song. I'm going to grab a guitar. We're going to do a song called Sing to the Lord. And it's got some very simple actions. It goes like this. You got to clap, clap, clap your hands, touch your feet, and give us your best wiggle, all right? Okay? So clap, clap, clap your hands, touch your feet, have a dance, clap, clap, clap your hands, let's sing to the Lord. And the chorus goes like this. It goes, sing to the Lord. And you got to go in your best, you know it. That's incredible. It goes, sing to the Lord, and you got it in your best Thomas the Tank Engine, you know, woo, woo. Can you try it with me? 1, 2, 3. Woo, woo. Now, to all of my young adults again, you are out of your mind if you think I'm doing that. I am out of my mind. And one day, you will do this with your children. So you might as well practice now so that you're awesome by the time you get there. So jump up on your feet, everyone, where you are. We're going to rock out this song. All right, all right. Are you ready for this? Turn to the person next to you and say, let's rock this thing. All right, here you go. One. All right, put your hands together, everyone. Clap along. We'll clap, clap, and clap your hands. Touch your feet and have a dance. Clap, clap, and clap your hands. Let's sing to the Lord. Everybody clap. Clap and clap your hands, touch your feet and have a dance. Clap, clap and clap your hands, let's sing to the Lord. All right, here we go. Sing to the Lord, woo, woo, to the Lord, woo, woo. Sing to the Lord, woo, woo, and to the Lord. Everybody clap, clap and clap your hands, touch your feet now, have a dance. Clap, clap and clap your hands, let's sing to the Lord. All right, now a little more exercise here, okay? So you guys can cancel your gym membership after this service, okay? You gotta stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, you gotta touch your knees, and then you gotta turn around. All right, one, two, one, two, three. We'll stamp, stamp, and stamp your feet now. Touch your knees and turn around. Step, stamp, and stamp your feet. Let's sing to the Lord. Everybody stamp, stamp, stamp your feet. Touch your knees and turn around. Step, stamp, and stamp your feet. Let's sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Woo! To the Lord, woo, to the Lord, woo, woo, to the Lord. want everybody stamp, stamp and stamp your feet. Touch your knees and turn around. Stamp, stamp and stamp your feet. Let's sing to the Lord. Always wanted to try that song a cappella. You guys did really well. All right, now last bit, little crazy. Introverts, you are doing surprisingly well, actually. I'm very impressed with you. Now, this last bit, you got to jump up, touch the ground, then wave your hands up all around, okay? Let's try this together. You ready? You got to jump up and touch the ground. Now, wave your hands up all around. Jump up and touch the ground. Let's sing to the Lord. Everybody jump up and touch the ground. Wave your hands up all around. Jump up and touch the ground. Let's sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Woo! Woo! To the Lord. Woo! Woo! To the Lord. Woo! Woo! To the Lord. Oh, oh. The pain is almost over, introverts. Everybody jump up and touch the ground. Wave your hands up all around. Jump up and touch the ground. Let's sing to the Lord. Give yourself a big clap, everyone. You can have a seat. Tell the person next to you, that was terrible, really bad. Oh, man. You should see when I go to like a Lutheran church or something like that. They're like, whoa, what is going on here this morning? People are clapping and dancing. And do you know what? I love it. And sometimes I go to Pentecostal church and some people are like, hallelujah. And they're like, I've been waiting for someone to let me dance. You know, the flag wavers and they get just people get excited. You know what? I don't understand how you can be excited at a football game, but we can't get excited about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who rescued us and redeemed our life, who gave his life for us. It just doesn't make sense to me. And you know what? I think actually people do want to be excited. Deep down, I believe people have a desire to be excited, but sometimes life is tough. Right? Sometimes stuff happens and challenges our thought process. Have you ever had questions about God, about faith that troubled you, or am I the only one, right? Sometimes that happens, and you can be, in your faith journey for a long time, or maybe you kind of just, maybe here this morning, you don't know a lot about your faith journey, you don't really have a relationship with God necessarily, you're kind of exploring, and everyone has questions. And there's this statement in the Bible, it says, a verse in the Bible says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but it leads to a dead end. Meaning it feels right, it looks right, it seems right, it seems wise according to the ways that we learn through society, but it doesn't lead to a long-term fruitful godly life. Which is kind of bizarre, isn't it? Because you think, well, it's logical. But here's the crazy thing. When you live by your senses, it doesn't lead to a life of faith. But when you live by faith, it doesn't make sense. Have you ever figured that out yet? You live by your senses, it doesn't make faith. It leads to worry, questions. But when you live by faith, it doesn't make sense, but it leads to peace and life and breakthrough and forgiveness and joy and victory. And all the people that I know that live lives full of joy, who go through incredibly difficult things, yet still seem to wake up with a smile on their face, still seem to be able to figure out marriage and figure out parenting. They're all people who've chosen to live by faith in God's word. And that's because there are some spiritual biblical principles about success. And we believe God created the universe, and that means God created the success principles to live a godly life. They all come from him. If you read any leadership books or business books, you'll find that almost all success principles in life can be found in the Bible. Who's ever heard of John Maxwell before? He's one of the most well-known, well-respected leadership speakers in the world. And he deals with lots of people in the marketplace. And they say, John, where do you get your content from? He says, you don't want to know. He goes, no, we want to know. He goes, no, seriously, you'll change your mind after. You don't want to know. They go, John, we want to know. Where do you get it from? He goes, well, I get it from the Bible. And here's the crazy thing. The reason that most people don't believe or they have a problem with God or they're not sure what they believe is because of their experience with people, Christians. I met someone at breakfast today. Rena and I were speaking at a leadership conference this weekend in Melbourne, and we met this beautiful couple at breakfast, and we were just chatting, and they enjoyed our talk that we gave yesterday, and they said, oh, where are you off to? I said, we're off to come and minister at a church. And he goes, you know what? I've been thinking about faith a bit lately. I said, oh, tell me, what happened? He goes, well, you know, this and da-da-da-da, and he was sharing about all these things that had happened. I said, well, let me just encourage you and say, broken people hurt people. They hurt people. That's what they do. People, that happens. But I said, but Jesus doesn't hurt people. I said, don't mistake people's, you know, flaws and failures and misgivings for Jesus hurting you. And he looked at me and he went, I've never thought about it like that. And it's so powerful when we step back and look back through the eyes of wisdom and independent thinking to go, what's actually going on here? And something really powerful happened in Rena and I's life when we learned how to see things through the lens of the Word of God, not through the lens of our feelings. And you know, if you're a parent here, who knows, feelings can run wild in your home. Kids, have you ever had like frustration feelings towards your parents? Like, does that happen in your house? It's only in my house, right? There's these times you're like, my parents don't understand me. Who's had that feeling? Mahali ever had that feeling? Mum and dad, just they don't understand me. I'm 7 years old. I'm going through stuff. You got no idea. This happens, right? If you're a young adult, you're like, my parents definitely have no idea what's going on in my world. And here's the point. They probably don't. But here's the crazy thing is that there's a God in heaven who does. And in his word is everything that we need to live a godly life. And one of the secrets Rena and I have learned, and one of the reasons Rena and I wrote this book was because we believe that there's a lot of biblical wisdom that you have to accept by faith that doesn't always make a lot of sense. And sometimes people don't know that because you don't learn it at school, and you're certainly not going to see it on the news. And it's something you have to learn to take by faith. And so I want to share a song with you now. And this is a song called Free. And I really, really love this song because it's all about choosing by faith to trust what God says about you and daring to step into His best for you. And so here's what I want to do. I want to invite all the kids. We've got to give the introverts a break, kids. That was a lot of effort for them, that last song. They've got to like calm them down a little bit. So kids, here's what I want you to do. Really quickly, come down to the front, not on the stage, but just on the front here, and you can spread all the way from around here, all the way down, all the way over to the corner over there and up the aisles, and we're going to do a song called Free. I'm going to show you the actions, all right? And you guys are going to help me out, and we're going to inspire the adults, all right? It's going to be a lot of fun. Song goes a bit like this. It goes, you got to hold on, what are you running from? I do all my own choreography in case you're wondering. And it goes, slow down, slow down. You got to wiggle the hips. Slow down, slow down. So when you're feeling a bit emotional, mom and dad don't get me. My friends don't like me. Something's wrong. It's like, whoa, hold on, hold on. Slow down, slow down. Take that thought captive now and go, is that really the truth? Is that really what God says about me? Because you've been set free. And the chorus goes, jump up, turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. And then you got to shout, I'm free. Can you shout, I'm free? And if you're still learning how to talk, you might say, I'm free, which is close. All right, so let's do this song. It's called Free. Turn to the person next to you and say, let's dance, baby. Here we go. Oh, the one called Free. That's the one. All right, put your hands together. Clap along. The Lord is my light, He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid? All right, you ready for this? So hold on, what am I running from? Hold on, Yeah, yeah, we gotta slow down, slow down. Gotta take those thoughts now, 'cause you have been set free. Everybody jump, go, jump up. So turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up, so turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Yeah, great job everyone, clap along. The Lord is my light, He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid? All right, you ready? So hold on, hold on. What are you running from? Hold on, hold on. Everybody slow it down, slow down, slow down. Gotta take your thoughts now, 'cause you have been set free. Everybody rock, go, jump up. So turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, 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 I'm free. Jump up, so turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, 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 I'm free. All right, put your hands together, LMC. If you love Jesus, shout yeah. Woo! Here we go, everybody now. I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna shine, shine a light. Gonna be all that Jesus. All right, you ready for this? Sing, hold on. We sing, hold on, hold on. What are you running from? Hold on, hold on. Everybody slow it down, slow down, slow down. Gotta take those thoughts now, 'cause you have been set free. Everybody rock, go, jump up. So turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up, so turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Yeah, give yourself a big round of applause, everyone. Woo! All right, stay right where you are while you're here. That was good. You guys feeling puffed out, or is it just me? It's just me, okay. Whew, lucky I've got my Jesus Did It shirt to inspire me with my Nike tick. Now, probably a copyright plagiarism thing going on there, but don't tell Nike. Here's what we're going to do. Going to do a song called Make Jesus Number 3. No, number 3? Are you sure? Why would we make Jesus number 1? Because there's Nintendo, that's very important to me as well. There's Netflix, that's important as well. There's my friends, there's netball, there's the AFL. What about if we make Jesus number 10? No? What number do you reckon it needs to be? Number 1, right? My friend Colin says, right up the top where he belongs. You've got to make Jesus number 1. I'm just kidding. I confused some of you kids. Some of you are like, it took me years to get them to think number 1. What are you doing? Jesus number 1, that's right. Do you know why? Because He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He made us. He formed us. And He gave us purpose and gave us life. And one thing I've learned is if you want to work out how something really, really works, the best thing to do is read the instructions. And the Bible is the instruction manual for our life about how to live the way God made us to live. And what I've discovered is when you use something the way the instructions tell you and explain to you how it works, do you know what I find? I'm no longer frustrated because I don't have to try and figure it out myself. It's right there. All I have to do is take it by faith and believe it. And so kids, here's something crazy. Jesus seemed to think that kids were a big deal. You know the part in the Bible where the parents brought the kids to Jesus? What did the silly disciples do? They said, oh man, Jesus is a busy guy. He doesn't have time for these little ones. It's amazing. I learned this skill. When kids are talking, you just walk towards them and they stop. Phenomenal. Only works once or twice. But anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. So anyway, the disciples are like, hey man, what are you doing? This is Jesus. This is the Son of God. He doesn't have time for kids. And what did Jesus say? He's like, come on, you donkeys. Get out of the way. Let the kids come to me. He said, hey, let the kids come. For the kingdom of God belongs to them too. Jesus said, I didn't just come for the adults, although the adults are important. He goes, I came for the kids. Do you know why? Because one day, you're going to grow up to be an adult. And God cares about your journey as a kid. And by the time you get to an adult, God wants you to know how much He loves you. He wants your heart to be so full of His love that when people touch you, just like when you touch water, you get wet. When people spend time with you, they encounter the kindness and the love of God. Amen? That's what God wants for us. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a song. It's called Make Jesus Number One. Now, it's a bit of a rap song. Does anyone know how to rap? Because I can only rap a present. That's all I got, all right? So here's what I got. This is what I've learned from the YouTube. You know, the YouTube on the line or something. You know, you put your hand out like this. Bend it. Now, adults, this is going to be very helpful. If you're a grandparent, do this when you pick your kids up at the school pick-up drop-off, and you're going to be a hit, I'm telling you. Bend your arm like this. You guys are listening. He goes, yeah. And you say something like, what up, hot dog? How's it going? All right? And you will be the talk of the town, either good or bad. I'm not sure. And then I'm going to sing something, and you're going to sing it back. So try this. Let me hear you sing, hey, oh. Yeah, except it's going to be like, bit more like energy, you know. Like I said, so let me hear you sing, hey oh,
hey, oh.
I said way oh,
way, oh.
I said day oh.
Oh,
and then we're gonna go with this with a bit of attitude. You know when your mom or dad asks you, like, guys, can you please come and stop what you're doing and come and help me clean the kitchen, and you're like, what? Right, you know that look? Maybe you haven't learned that yet. I'm sorry if I just taught your children that. But, you know, you're going to learn it anyway. And you know that look? It's going to be like, it's good. You got to make Jesus your number one. And one thing I teach our kids, right, is when they go to school and I drop them off in the morning, I say this. Remember who you are. Remember from The Lion King, Simba, remember who you are. And I don't say that to my kids exactly like that in the morning, although sometimes I do. I say, remember who you are, go out and shine, love your friends, forgive the annoying ones, and go out and give the devil a really, really bad day. How do you give him a bad day? By shining Jesus. Even when people are frustrating, even when people are annoying. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this song. It's called Make Jesus Number One. So let's rock this. Tell the person. And you know what? I'm going to give away a special prize. I'm going to give away a special prize for some incredible rappers down the front, all right? There's a bit of a rap break in the song. So let's do this. Bust a move. Look at the person that you say, I'm going to win this thing, all right? Here we go. Make Jesus Number One. It goes like this. Help us out, adults, young adults, teenagers. Clap along. You got it. Check it. Coming at ya. Are you ready? Here we go. Get your hands up now. Everybody in the house, throw your hands in the air. Lift, lift, lift him everywhere. Everybody in the house, stamp your feet to the ground. Hee-hee, can you hear the sound? When it comes down to a matter of faith, Jesus don't want second place. Lift his name in the air. Gotta make him famous everywhere. All right, you ready to sing it back? So let me hear you sing, hey, oh. Shout way oh, say day oh, somebody make Jesus your number one. I said hey oh, said way oh, I said day oh, somebody make Jesus your number one. You go stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. Little rap that I borrow from Queen, get back. Everybody in the house, throw your hands in the air. Lift, lift, lift him everywhere. Everybody in the house, stamp your feet on the ground. Hear, hear, can you hear the sound? So when it comes down to a matter of faith, Jesus don't want second place. Lift his name in the air. You gotta make him famous everywhere. All right, let me hear. So let me hear you sing, hey, oh. I said way oh, I said day oh, somebody made Jesus your number one. I said hey oh, I said way oh, I said day oh, you gotta make Jesus your number one. All right, put your hands together, clap along with me this morning. You doing good, LMC?
So we're kicking it back to a long time ago where Jesus and his disciples rode. Yo, he walked on the water and he healed the lame. He said to the people, be born again. The priest didn't like it, so they hung him on a cross, buried his body in an empty box. But 3 days later, they went to the grave. The angel said he rose again. Everybody, here we go. Let me hear you sing, hey, oh. Shout-way-oh, say day-oh, somebody make Jesus your number one. I said, hey-oh, I said, way-oh, I said, day-oh, you gotta make Jesus your number one. Give yourself a very big clap, everybody.
Awesome, awesome job. Okay, now I know you're wondering, did I win? Did I win? Well, I just want to tell you, you're all winners here today. Isn't that what they tell you at school? Yes, yes. One day you'll grow up and you'll figure out that you are all champions if you decide to believe what God says about you. Amen? Everyone's a champion if you decide to believe what God says about you. But today, a couple of special prizes. You, right here, high five. Your parents must be awesome because you're a great dancer. Did you learn that from mum or from dad or grandma, granddad, the goldfish? Who was it, do you think?
I didn't learn from anyone.
Oh, you're just naturally awesome. Okay. Well, that explains a lot. Can you come and see me at that table over there and you can come and pick a special prize for your family, okay? You come and see me afterwards. And over this side, you were brilliant, okay? And I can see that you've got a lot of natural talent flowing. Mum, Dad, who was it? Was it just naturally awesomeness from you?
It was naturally awesomeness from me.
Okay, naturally awesomeness from here. Okay, I'm going to give a lot of credit to the kids pastors here. I think that's where it's flowing from, okay? There's a lot of kids ministry. So get involved in kids ministry. That's the secret here. So you want to come and see me at the table there afterwards. That will be great. Kids, you're awesome. I love you. Go back. Your parents have had the best 10-minute break of the day. Go back. Give them a cuddle. Let them know you love them. And we're going to do something a bit special. I want to show you a little video up on the screen here. I love to write songs that bless families and songs that parents want their kids to hear. And got to make it fun. So I'm going to play you a little song called Share Your Toys. Who thinks that's a great song for your kids to listen to, right? So this is a song called Share Your Toys. Check it out on the screen and they're going to come up and wrap up for the next 5 to 10 minutes.
So your mama got something she wants to say. And she asked me to tell you kids, okay. So listen up, here we go. You got something you keep to yourself. Mm-hmm. You never wanna let nobody else use it, then maybe it's time you share.
What?
'Cause being selfish, it really ain't fair. Well, sharing is the kind of thing you could do. Jesus gave up everything for you. Why don't you let it go and learn to share? You can share, share, share to show you care, care, care. You can share, share, share. You can share your toys. Oh, you can share, share, share. I know it's not fair, fair, fair. But you can share, share, share. You can share your toys. Your friends have come around to play, but they don't want to do things your way. Sometimes you can't be bossy, but you can share. It's true. Being selfish, it really ain't fair. Well, sharing is the kind of thing that you can do. Jesus gave up everything for you. So why don't you let it go and learn to share? You can share, share, share to show you care, care, care. You can share, share, share. You can share your voice. You can share, share, share.
sister too. Share. I know it's not fair, fair, fair. But you can share, share, share. You can share your toys. You can share, share, share. Share your toys. You can share, share, share. Share your toys.
Hey, hey. And all the parents with young children were like, hey, man, where was that song a few years ago? So anyway, share your toys. Hey, LMC, I really appreciate you having me this morning. And for just the last 5 minutes, I want to share a little thought with you. And kids, I wonder if you could do me a massive favor. I want to talk to you and to the big people all together. And I'd love you guys to listen really closely because you know what? There's some secrets in God's word that'll really, really help you in your life to live a great life, to enjoy your life. But they're not things that sometimes make sense. You know, sometimes we see people doing things at school or doing things in workplace, or we see things going on in the world, and it's easy to kind of struggle with what God's word says. Have you ever had a moment like that in your life? That's what happens, right? And so if we look around and go, am I really, truly living in God's best for my life? This is the question I pose to you. This is the question I pose to myself. Am I truly living in God's best for my life? And I want to share a little testimony with you for just a minute about something that happened. I feel that every single person has a destiny. Every single person sitting here today, your life is significant. Your life is on purpose. Your life matters. And every single person has, I believe, the Bible teaches, you have an assignment from God. And your assignment is there's people who need to be touched through your life. You have an assignment. Mark my words, one day when you finish this life, kids, and one day, you know, the one thing that's sure is one day we're all going to leave this earth when we're going to die one day, and we're going to have to stand before God. He's not going to ask us how big our house was. He's not going to ask us how many friends did we have. He's not going to ask us, can we, you know, recite everything from Gabby's dollhouse. He's not going to ask us, did we make a lot of money? He's going to ask us, did we know Jesus? And did we accomplish the assignment that he set us to do? And it's real easy to get distracted. Disappointment will get you distracted. COVID will get you distracted. Dan Andrews will get you distracted. The Australian government will get you distracted. What's going on in Russia will get you distracted. Bullies at school will get you distracted. Not being good at math will get you distracted. Your teacher not understanding you will get you. There's going to be 1,000 reasons for you to not achieve your God purpose. Because we're going to face resistance. We're going to face opposition for you stepping out and achieving God's best for your life. And I want to share with you something that happened in my life in 2016 that changed, that marked me. You know, in 2010, I quit my job as a teacher. I'm a primary school teacher by background. And I quit my job with Rena and I, and we stepped out, moved into a caravan, and we started itinerant children and family ministry. That was a step of faith, right? Because I was like, I saw the brokenness of families. I saw, how can a year four kid be so broken? How can a 9-year-old child be so broken? I'll tell you how, because they come from broken family. And I realized that even as a teacher, I am not that child's primary influence in life. I can impact them in a way, and I did see some really cool stories come out of it. But I knew that part of my assignment was to help families, infuse faith into families. And sometimes that means taking a crazy step of faith with wisdom and seek counsel. I'm not saying go out and just do whatever. But we stepped out, sold everything, moved into the caravan. We started traveling and ministering. And I'm going to be honest with you, some days were tough. If you're going to pursue God's best with your life, you are going to face resistance, and you're probably going to feel like you're on the wrong path. But the reason it feels hard is because you're climbing a mountain so you can have a better view to see all that God has. And we have a faith saying that says, if you knew what was on the other side of your mountain, you would get over it. Because God's assignment for your life is so great, but everyone's going to have to face a mountain, a giant, a valley. You're going to have to navigate it. And something happened, and I think on our ministry journey, we started to make an impact and we started to grow. And I went and visited a church in Sydney, and something very, I'm going to be very vulnerable and share something with you that you know, probably years ago I wouldn't have felt to, because I wouldn't want people to judge me. But I've learned that sometimes transparency and vulnerability is actually what deeply connects with people. And I went to this church and I was the guest speaker for the kids. And I came out and sat in the main auditorium, and the guest preacher that day had no idea who I was. And this is a church in Sydney. And he said, excuse me, you, sir. And he pointed to me. He said, would you come up here? He goes, I don't know who you are. I just feel like I've got a word from God for you. And when you're the guest speaker at a church and someone calls you up, you're like, you're hoping it's a good word. And I got up on stage and he said, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you do. He said, but God showed me that you're a very talented man. And God's given you many gifts and many talents, and you can do things that most people can't. He said, but God showed me that there's been times in your life, and even right now, that you have been so spiritually dry that you just relied on your talent and doing what seems right to a man. And he goes, and the Lord told me to tell you that there will be no lasting fruitfulness from your life if you don't choose to grow in Him. There's two ways to respond to a word like that. Offense or humility. And I chose humility. And that day was a destiny moment in my life. It was humbling. It was embarrassing, but it was the truth. It was the truth. And there's some very talented people sitting here today. You're very good in your work. You're very good naturally at many things. But I tell you, lasting fruitfulness and legacy, a great family, a great marriage, radical generosity, impacting others is never going to come because you're clever. It's going to come because you pursued the heart of God. It's going to come because you learned His heart, His ways. And from that day, we stopped watching so much TV and we started reading the Word. We started listening to messages. We started to feed ourselves and get to understand God's ways. You know what happened? It transformed our life. Our ministry started to prosper. Our marriage got better. Our parenting got better. Wisdom seemed to flow. And something happened. We developed a contagious spirit of faith. And one thing from people that hang out with Rena and I don't mean this pridefully, but the people who hang out with Rena and I and get to know us, one thing they'll all say is this: Sean and Rena, there's something about you. You have a contagious spirit of faith. Every time I'm around you, I feel inspired. And it's not me. It's not talent. It's the life of Jesus. It's His Word living inside of me. And I want to encourage you, maybe some of you have led disappointment, frustration, questions stop you from pursuing God's best. Maybe you thought, I'm not as good as that person, maybe I can't. I want to tell you, your life has a destiny. And if you don't believe that, it's my humble but accurate opinion that you're living in deception. And that one day, I believe you're going to get a chance to meet the man or the woman that you could have been. And my prayer is that today would be a destiny moment in your life. That when you go home from today, young people, kids, adults, parents, you'd sit down tonight and go, where am I at with my faith walk? Maybe you've been following Jesus all your life. Where's my heart at? Jesus, do you actually have all of my heart? Are we actually living in the principles and the ways that you teach? Are we actually stepping out for your best? And so I want to encourage you with one last little thought as we close today. And I came across this, and, you know, it's going to take some bulldog faith and tenacity to be able to step into God's best. Amen? Sometimes it takes some courage, Pastor Graham, to hold on to the promises of God. Sometimes it takes boldness and guts and grit and determination. But I've never met a champion who didn't have to fight for it. And Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay a hold of the promises of God. And the secret to laying a hold of the promises of God is found in Psalm 112. It says, blessed, blessed. Everyone say blessed. Empowered to prosper is the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl who trusts and depends upon the Lord. Listen, who greatly delights in God's way of doing things. His children will be mighty upon the earth, and wealth and riches shall be in their house. One thing I have learned from that day in 2016, our whole life changed because God convicted my heart and said, Sean, don't you know the plans I have are to prosper you, but you're never going to get them if you try and do it on yourself. You're going to try and do it on your own. God has a plan for your family, for your parenting. God cares about your parenting. God cares about your marriage. God cares about your dreams. God cares about your finances. God cares about you, you know, paying debt. God cares about your job. God cares about every single part of your life because he's got an assignment for you. And if he was willing to give up his son, Jesus, Romans 8 says, how much more so will he freely give us all things? And I want to challenge you today. There's acres of diamonds right here. There's a hidden treasure right here. There's an assignment from God inside of your life. And the only reason you won't unlock it is because you don't dare to believe what God says about you. It takes guts. It takes courage. It takes letting go of disappointment. I've been disappointed. I've been hurt. I've had people say incredibly unkind things to me. I just chose to forgive. And on the other side of that mountain was everything Rena and I dreamed about. And we still continue to grow. We can still continue to press on. I want to tell you, family is so precious. I know we live in a busy world. Can I encourage all you parents? You'll never have an excuse before God as to why you didn't prioritize teaching your children who they are and getting them in the house of God. One day, you'll sit on your deathbed. It'll be your one regret that you didn't raise your kids to truly know him. Don't make that mistake. Children are so precious. You can't be buried with your money. The Egyptians tried that. People just steal it from your grave. They won't bury it with your house or your car. Your kids will take it. But what you will take is a legacy. So I want to encourage you today. You are so precious to God. I want to encourage you tonight, sit down and reflect and go, God, I'm sorry. I just commit to delight in your way of doing things. I commit to understand who you are. I commit to be in the house of God because I want to fulfill the assignment you have. Amen? Would you bow your heads with me? Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this time together that we've had. We're so grateful for your presence. We're so grateful for your love and your kindness. Lord, I ask that the words that have been spoken, the songs that have been sung today, would deeply touch our hearts. And as we go, Father, we would reflect and allow you to speak to our heart and direct our heart. And Lord, for those here today who maybe don't know you, I ask, Father, that you would draw them close to you and you would reveal your heart and your love for them. And that they would draw into a deeper relationship of knowing you and knowing your son, Jesus. God, we thank you for our families. We bless this house in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. God bless LMC. So good to be with you. My name's Sean.